Diggs recognised the young hedgehog.
I say, that's young what's his spike? I know his family.
Ambrovina clapped a paw over Diggs's mouth.
Shh, not a sound.
Trigget watched as the pike began gathering.
Maybe I'll let my pets have a nibble at him just to make sure you pays heed to my orders.
The pike began leaping as he bobbed Diggler up and down above their predatory snouts. The mouse babe was yelling.
Let me go, you bad, naughty, stinky beast. Put Diggler on the shore.
Ambrovina readied her sling, loading it with a sharp lump of shale. Diggs voiced his alarm.
What are you up to? Don't sling that rock. If you hit that balmy-looking hog, he might fall into the drink and take the little chap with him.
Rising slowly, Ambrovina began whirling the huge sling.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing. It's not the hog I'm after.
Placing one paw straight out, she squinted along it, whirling the sling until it thrummed. Then she threw. The largest of the pike was halfway out of the water in a leap at the mouse babe. With deadly accuracy, the shale chunk hit it like a thunderbolt, completely ripping off its lower jaw. The fish flopped back with a splash, thrashing and crimsoning the water. Tasting blood, the rest of the pike shoal hurled themselves upon the dying fish. The water boiled and bubbled red as the voracious pike cannibalised their leader, rending it to shreds. Reloading her sling, Ambrovina jumped into the water. She started wading toward the island, whirling the weapon and roaring thunderously.
Put that young'un back on dry land, or my next one will smash your skull. Put him back, now!
Midda raced forward, grabbing Diggler from Trigget's grasp. Diggs seized the badger maid's paddle, poling the willow trunk energetically toward the island.
What ho, little chaps! Fear not no flipping more, we're here to save you. Pretty nifty, what?
The young creatures were laughing and crying at the same time, leaping about wildly and cheering. Trigget stood stock still, shocked by the sudden turn of events. Ambrovina strode swiftly ashore, batting away at the pike with her loaded sling. She smiled at the captives, towering over them.
Don't worry, you're all safe now.
Trigget made an attempt to cut and run, but Tura tripped him. The freed captives threw themselves upon the mad hog, pounding at him with their paws. Diggs picked Diggler up, chucking him under the chin.
Good day to you, little sir. Any eats round here? You know, victuals, scoff, tummy treats, food.
The mouse babe spread his tiny paws wide.
Lots and lots of victuals all over the place on the trees.
The tubby hare sniffed.
I'm the last chap to say he doesn't mind living off the blinking land. The odd apple, ramsons and a few berries are better than nothing, what? But dash it all, I'd give my left flipping ear for some properly cooked victuals again. I wonder what that rascally old scruff bag fed himself on.